Hey. All right, so I just put out a record, and this is the title track off that record. This is called Acceptance. Comes and goes away like every other Saturday. And you'll know what the truth is when you find it. Trying hard to find your way, and nothing's working out for you. Running round in circles trying to hide it. Acceptance comes and goes away, and you are. Don't know what to do. Guess what? I got news for you. No one here has got a clue just how or what any of this means. Acceptance comes and goes away, and you are all I need to stay and find the strength inside to know what it truly means. You let it. Thank you.
98.1 KZE. Rachel Anna Dobkin is my guest in the studio. You can catch her tonight at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's so great to be here.
Yeah.
It kind of tripped me up at first to hear the double. I'm like, whoa, everyone's listening to me here.
You're a Bard grad. This is not unfamiliar territory for you.
No, this is eerily very familiar territory for me.
Good to be back?
Yeah, it's always good to be back in the Hudson Valley. Like I was telling you, I kind of pulled into Red Hook and I was just like flooded with emotions and memories of like, whoa, it's been years since I've been here. And I was like, oh, there's my old apartment. So no, it's the Hudson Valley holds such a special place in my heart. So
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We're delighted to have you. We love the Lemon Squeeze. Have you been there yet?
Have not.
Oh, great space.
Very excited to go tonight.
And you've got some friends of ours opening, Larry Locust.
Yeah. Larry Locust is opening. Super stoked to see him. I actually know him from my days living in Brooklyn, and then we just reconnected like last week. So I'm really excited because I checked out some of his stuff and it's perfect. And then I have two of my bandmates coming up. So we're going to kind of do like a hybrid set. I'll do some solo, some duo, and some trio. I'll also play some drums and sing too, because that's one of the things I do as well.
I am so in awe of people who can drum and sing at the same time. I'm so impressed by it.
It's a lot of practice. It's also like, I always knew I was a drummer, so, and I'm a songwriting drummer, so like almost immediately when I write songs, I hear the groove. So it actually helps sometimes. And I know that this is something that Levon Helm used to talk about. Like sometimes it really helps to sing and play. Mm-hmm. So I noticed too, my drum parts, I'm like, sometimes I'm just doubling what the vocals doing rhythmically, which helps. Other times it's crazy and I just have to practice a bunch.
Yeah, it's all about practice. How much do you love Phil Collins?
Awesome. Yeah.
One of the greatest.
For sure.
I would do it.
I would say him and Levon, you know, I mean, obviously two singing drummers. You know?
Yeah. Who are some of your other favorite artists? Who are your influences, would you say?
I would say, like, I always kind of give my top five, which are, like, so I'm a huge fan of the band, which was also an amazing experience being in the Hudson Valley because mm-hmm. I love the band. I also, so my two favorite bands are The Band and Incubus.
Okay.
Which couldn't be, like, more different, but their philosophies, I think, are similar in that they're so unique and their musical chemistry was something that was unmatched. You know, I've seen Incubus probably like 14 times at this point in my life, and they put on such a great show. I'd also say Jeff Buckley and Paul Simon, and then Pink Floyd.
Okay.
Probably like my top five.
Yeah, respect. Do you consider them influences or just like artists that you love?
I think influences. Yeah. I think both. Mm-hmm. But for me, I think like all the music I listen to finds a way out. Like I studied jazz. I'm not trying to write jazz, but it's inevitable that it's how I understand music. So it's how it comes out.
Yeah.
You know, and I really do like owe so much of that to my professors at Bard, who like really saw my raw talent and sort of like helped foster that for me. So I love so much music, and it's why like all of it will come out, you know. And some songs will be more soulful. Some will be more psychedelic. Some will be more like folky or sort of indie, you know. So
yeah,
it's kind of all over the place.
There's a range. Yeah, let's talk about the record. Yeah. This is out now. This is called, it's Acceptance is the name of the you said title track. Tell me about making this record.
This record was kind of an insane feat. Like we started working on the record in February of 2020, and all of us know what happened in February of 2020. So it was like the end, I think it was like February 25th I went to record scratch guitar and vocals for Acceptance. I kind of did it, and then it took like through the pandemic, and then unfortunately I lost my father to cancer, so that was like part of the journey of like birthing this thing and living this art.
And it's wild that it's called Acceptance. Was it already called Acceptance?
Yeah, so I think all of life comes down to gratitude and acceptance, and acceptance is a word I have to tell myself constantly. That song in particular is about your relationship with self, and I just think that like it's the thing I personally struggle with the most, is just like being able to accept circumstances, people, places, things. It's like I actually said when I finish this record, I'm gonna get the word tattooed on my body as a reminder every day.
Did you do it?
Not yet. But it's gonna go like right here.
Okay. Yeah,
we were gonna do it on tour and it just never happened. We had a little string of shows in the Midwest, and every day I was like, are we gonna go tattoo parlor today? We don't have time. So
I also gotta find a good one. I know it's just a word, but like,
that's what I'm saying,
you gotta be careful.
Yeah, it's like a for life thing, right? Like you're committing. So I don't just want someone to hand draw, I want it to be intentional. But yeah, the record was like, you know, I play drums, guitar, piano, I sing on it. I have some special guests. I co-produce it mostly with two of my friends, one of which was Paul Ritchie from this band, The Parlor Mob. They are sort of, they're from the Jersey area, but they were a nationally touring band. And then Eric Romero, who plays in the Front Bottoms. So yeah, it was just kind of like, I could talk for hours about how insane that process was, because it was just kind of like every song we did differently, and I wanted to do different batches of songs with different producers, and it just, I was going to focus more on the single trajectory, and then it just became, this is a body of work. We need to just release this, or I need to release this as a body of work, because that's how it reads the best. And I'm an album person. I love listening to a record top to bottom.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you're
it's
here.
Funny. I was just speaking to Eric D. Johnson from the Fruit Bats yesterday because playing at Meadowlark. And I mentioned something about that because he had done a full album cover of Siamese Dream by Smashing Pumpkins.
Nice.
And I was asking him about it. And I was like, yeah, that's interesting to me because that is how I prefer to consume
totally.
Music.
Totally.
Full
too.
Album, you know, the way it was intended.
Exactly.
And I think you can tell the difference between like an artist who put out a really intentional album and somebody who was like, well, I have a bunch of songs.
Right.
Let's put them on a record.
Right. And then the game now is definitely, right, like it's like quantity over quality in certain ways, and obviously like the more you can just pump out to the algorithm is like that's part of the whole thing we have to be aware of as artists. But I just think like I will never not make albums, also because like my heart is really in like the 70s groove rock, like Thin Lizzy, that's another band I love.
Love them.
Yeah.
Guitarmonies.
Yeah, there's a lot of guitarmonies on this record.
Oh, sick.
So I'm like, that's a really like all of those little parts are super intentional. And even the song that I just played, like if you can imagine, there's like, you know, four guitars and like full on really electric drums, and like there's just a lot of layers to the record. But I like being able to play the songs at their basic, because if you don't have a song that means something and it's basic, all the rest of it's just fluff, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you can get certain things here and there from a production value that's like, wow, that's really amazing. But and that's what kind of consistently I've been told throughout my career from mentors and people and producers, like it's about the song. If you don't have the song, no.
if you can't stand there and play it solo,
right,
then, you know, then you're not standing behind it.
And that's another thing I'll tell like young artists that are starting, or even like every now and then I'll meet, like I was in LA and I met this young female singer and she was like, oh, I'm just starting out my career. And I said, you have to learn to be your own accompanist. Don't just be a singer. Like take a melodic instrument, if it's piano or guitar, and like learn how to stand up there on your own. Because if you can do that, you can lead a band. You can do anything.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
You have to like be naked and start there. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard.
And you have to accept that, like, you know, maybe you're not going to be great at it at first. But like also know that you are your own worst enemy and your own harshest critic. And like nobody is going to be standing there being like, this girl's not that good at guitar.
Right. Exactly. Except you.
Except you.
And then you go back and listen to your first record that's still on Spotify and I'm like, oh my god, this needs to come down. Which is ironically a demo that was recorded at a house on Church Street in Red Hook.
Oh, no kidding.
But it was just like, look, I put it out in 2015. It was before Spotify was a thing. And I'm like, someone the other day was like, oh, I'm listening. I'm like, no, please, no,
don't listen to that.
You have to take that down. Now everyone's gonna go and listen to this. But anyway,
well,
whatever.
Go listen to Acceptance. Yeah, listen to the new record. Yeah. And we'll be spinning it here on KZE. Rachel Anna Dobkin is my guest. You can catch her tonight at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paul's starting around 9 o'clock with Larry Locust opening. Never a cover to see music at the Lemon Squeeze, which I love. Just show up, see some music. There's great drinks there. There's great food there as well. And what else was I going to say? I forget. But we're happy that you're here.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks again for having me.
Yeah, our pleasure. Do you want to do one more? Is your guitar happy?
I think it's happy
okay,
now.
Good.
We'll see. It's like so hot and humid, so you never know. Okay, so this is the first single off the record. It's a very angsty love song. It's called Cruel, Cruel, Cruel.
Cruel, 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 the way you love to disappoint me. Well, emotions, based on emotions, only ever get in the way. Now I have nothing to remember you by. You left me, yeah, you left me ready to die. Cause it's cruel, 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 the way you love to disappoint me. And I'm a fool, 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 to ever think you're gonna change. And darling, I know you want me, and don't you know I want you too. And darling, I know you need me, and don't you know that I need you. How you think you know somebody when they let you into their heart? They'll say I love you and then run and hide without ever saying goodbye. Oh, why? Cause it's cruel, 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 the way you love
love to disappoint me. And I'm a fool, fool, fool to ever think you're gonna change. And darling, I know you want me, and that you know I want you to. And darling, I know you need me, and that you know that I need you. I know you want me. So cruel, and I'm a fool for you. I know you want me, ooh. I know you need me, ooh. But you're so cruel, and I'm a fool for you. Ooh, you're so cruel, ooh. And I'm a fool, 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 fool for you. Cruel, cruel, cruel. To disappoint me, and I'm a fool, fool, fool to ever think you're gonna change. And darling, I know you want me, and you know I want you to. And darling, I know you need me, and you know I need you.
KZE. That was great.
Thank you.
Rachel Anna Dobkin is my guest in the studio. The new album, Acceptance, is out now. And you can catch her tonight at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz with a couple other bandmates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing some drumming.
Yeah.
Doing some
guitar. I'm going to be playing some guitar and singing, playing some drums and singing.
Nice. What are the other instruments?
We're just doing a trio.
Cool.
So two electric guitars, bass, and drums. So like I'll kind of hop between. Actually, we just got back from a Midwest run. We did like 6 shows in 8 days, and we just did 2 electric guitars. So as you'll notice when you listen to the record, like the guitar parts, a lot of which I wrote, are really, really like pivotal. They're really important. There's these riffs and like harmonies. So we've come up with really cool arrangements as a 2-piece. It actually like really worked to fill out the sound.
Nice.
And it sort of, again, allows for this bare bones concept of what's the song, but also what's the intention of all these parts, you know? So I've just kind of learned as a solo artist that like I have to have every kind of idiom of my band ready to roll at any point.
Yep.
Like the ideal situation would be like 2 electric guitars, keys, bass, drums.
But, of course.
Yeah. So and then we'll do like 2 electric guitars and bass, and then I'll hop behind the drums and we'll just do a trio.
Awesome.
So yeah, it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that's tonight at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz, which is such a great place to go hang out. Fantastic drinks, food, sound, everything. And Rachel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure.
We got your community bulletin board now. More music up next. Listener Appreciation Day continues on 98.1 KZE.